How is the socialist different? In the July/August edition of Socialism Today, Sarah Arak, editor of The Socialist, looks at the socialist at issue 1000. She asks if it's correct that the main publication of the Socialist Party remains our weekly printed newspaper. How is the socialist changing in response to new technology? What is the role of a revolutionary socialist paper in the era of Corbynism? Below is an extract. The printed press is in crisis. Local and regional papers were hit hardest first. Some closed. Many more have carried out extreme cost-cutting, leaving their one or two remaining journalists producing, as former editor of the Daily Mirror Roy Greenslade put it, something that looks like a paper, but the content lacks any real value. The Independent pitched itself as forward-thinking and modern for moving to an online-only format. The New Day, a venture by Trinity Mirror supposedly designed to attract social media savvy non-newspaper readers to buy a printed publication, lasted only 2 months. But at the same time as The New Day was going under, The Socialist was 6 months into a very successful sales campaign. Because we are not the same as the capitalist printed press. We are not a faceless company trying to convince people to pick up a newspaper from the shop shelf. Our sales are active. We are on the street campaigning, talking to people about socialist ideas for the anti-austerity movement, and why they need to read and support the socialist. Most of our customers are people we intervene alongside in the trade unions, on university campuses, and in community campaigns. They see our sellers in action as some of the best fighters in those movements, and identify the socialist as a tool that guides them in that role. We are different to the establishment papers, because our content is different. Our articles are written by workers and young people themselves, reporting from the coalface to answer the lies of the capitalist class. The establishment newspapers instead promote those lies. Why? Because their CEOs and shareholders are the capitalists. 5 billionaire men own 80% of printed newspapers in the UK, as well as a host of other media. The very role of those papers is to defend the interests of the capitalist system. Alongside the fake news scandals, outrageous episodes of front-page racism and attacks on workers and their unions, no wonder swaths of ordinary people have turned their backs. But the main direct cause of the crisis for the capitalist papers is not actually a fall in sales but in advertising. The group that owns the Daily Mail, Mail on Sunday and the Metro reported a 13% decline in printed revenue in 6 months of 2016. In the US, following a steady decline of 5.8% a year from 2010 to 2015, one study showed a massive 31.5% fall in national print advertising in 2016 alone. While online ad revenue is increasing, it still makes up a much smaller proportion of the publisher's incomes. The Guardian, which suffered an £11 million fall in advertising revenue in 2016, has turned to asking readers to become members and pay a regular donation to compensate for this loss. Its editor-in-chief wrote that this was necessary because the business model for journalism is failing. In other words, it is a recognition that support for the message of the paper is a stronger basis to go forward on. This, of course, has always been the socialist's approach. The only advertising the socialist accepts is from groups of working class people who value what we do and want to support us. For example, in this year's May Day greetings campaign we raised £7,530 from trade union branches, campaigns and local socialist party groups. Beyond that, we are funded entirely by sales and donations from people who want to read what we are saying and support the idea of working class people and socialists having our own independent media.